Oh, your glasses.
Did you get a nice bell on the side?
Okay, we'll do a little mezuzah. This week's parsha.
Did somebody write that in?
To
the question?
The oh, no. No.
Sorry to hear that.
But, okay, we'll start from the Indian that I want to try to get into is small rooms. So we'll go first from the Gemara. The Gemara says that the size of a room or a house to be chayiv in mezuzah needs to be 4 amas by 4 amas, right? 4 amas ranges anywhere, ama ranges anywhere from 18 inches to 24 inches. It's from the Rav Chaim Not, Chazanish, there's many in between. Okay, so it's roughly 6 feet to 8 feet. Okay, so if the room is 6 by 6 or 8 by 8, then it's chayiv in a mezuzah. Smaller is not chayiv. So the first machlokes is, what if the room is like, 10 by 7, which is the same, it's the same shetach, same area,
but it's not a square.
It's not in a, it's in a rectangle. It's a rectangle instead of a square. So Ruba de Ruba of the Rishonim say that it is putter. Ruba de Ruba of the Rishonim say it's putter. Though that you no mezuzah needed, putter, yeah,
not putter of
a yeah, just you're right. You don't need to put on a mezuzah. The issue is the Ramba, the big like the tour Beis Yosef. These, they all understood that the Rambam holds your chayiv. Came later ones like the Taz. Taz writes very sharp. He says, he's Tamea, how could they read the Rambam that way? And many later ones went that not that way. The Taz started it, and the Merkavas HaMishnah, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav.
So it's they how to read the Rambam?
How to read the Rambam. Because the Rambam writes a Lashon. He says, V'ein tzorich loymar. It's like you don't even have to say that if it's a Meruba. I'm not saying the words exactly. You don't even need to say that if it's meruba, it's going to be chayiv. The question is, what does he mean? You don't need to say that if it's meruba. Does he mean any type of meruba? Or does he mean if you could square a square in the middle of the room in a perfect square? But if you'd hear the words, you'd see why you could read it two ways, but I don't remember the words exactly. That's the Shiloh, what does the Rambam hold? But in Shulchan Aruch, he writes it the way he thinks, that the din is any shape, even if it's a rectangle. Okay, the big question...
You're
Chayev. The Shulchan Aruch writes Chayev, like the Rambam, against everybody else. That's what he writes.
With the prophet.
Well, he just writes Chayiv, so of course he'll mean with a bracha. He doesn't even bring anyone else. Okay, now, the big question is like this. Why should it be that way? It says, Mefurish in the Gemara, there is a machlokes how big a sukkah is. And the Gemara brings that Acherim, a few Tanoim, say you need Diras Keva, so you need 4 by 4. And it says black and white in the Gemara, that when you say 4 amas by 4 amas, it has to be a square. Because it says in the Gemara Lehedya that if, let's say, you have a circle, then you have to be able to write, draw a square inside the circle. So you see, you're not allowed to go with the area. You have to have a real square. Okay, so that's the first question right then and there. So if they're at Diras Keva, is in the shape of a square, so why shouldn't mezuzah also be a square? That's one of the Taz's rayas. The second raya is even like further on the same line.
That's right. Maybe it's and the issue is you have to be able to put a rectangle inside of it.
Yeah, but if you could do a rectangle, why wouldn't you be able to do a circle? If you're allowed to do it in the
because
shape...
Because you need something that has... the square footage in a with right angles.
Oh, you were mamish mechavan to the Arachayim Hakadosh, the Rishon Letzion. That is a gavaldik answer. I think that's really the best answer. That you need even the Rambam would need right angles. There's this concept in the Gemara. You need it to be either a rectangle or a square, but not a circle. Okay, and the idea behind it is because living space, how you live are usually straight, like beds, tables, bodies. They don't go like circles. So Mimela, you're not allowed to count those like pieces that are like circles.
So one second. If I'm an Eskimo and I have an igloo, which is
about
a circle.
Yeah.
Yeah,
if you could square a square inside, you have to make sure that you have a big enough circle that
you could put your square bed in there.
Right, that's what the Rishon Letzion wants to answer for that kasha, that they really are the same. There's no difference between them.
Is there another difference that by sukkah you have to have a hecker of dearest kvah? It has to be something where you feel it's a dearest kvah. By mezuzah, I don't think it's.
You mean maybe taka mezuzah could be a little less somehow?
It could be a funny shape, but that's considered. What's considered a dearest kvah, meaning a place you can stay in, is not the same as feeling a hecker.
Feeling it somehow. There's something, all right, you have to find some kind of source or something for that. It has to be more nicker or something. There is a little smach to that from one place in the Gemara that it sounds like that. You're talking about the schach b'nicker, about that tzlan yedu. He's talking about the dearest kvah of it. Maybe there's a. You need even more dearest kvah for a sukkah than you need for a mezuzah. There is a little smock from that one place in the.
You have 15 by 2. It's a very big place. It's one wall is 2. It's not 4.
Right. Right. So that, according to the Rambam, would be chayv in a mezuzah.
Holy.
Right. Because according to him. As long as it's a square shape, you could arrange your stuff in that way. You'll have a bed and then a table behind and like that. As long as it's any rectangular shape, that's the Rishon Letzion's Hamtzah. No one else was yoret to that. Everyone else, Chazanish, Chasam Sofer, all of them, they thought if the Rambam holds rectangle, then the Rambam also holds circle. They weren't yoret to this Hamtzah. And that makes all the kashas very strong. First of all, how come they're not the same? Okay, kashas, they should be the same. And more than that, the Gemara wanted to say on Daf Gimel and Sukkah, the Gemara brought, you need a bais dalal dalad for like 10 things. For a mezuzah, and for eriv, and for suk, and for makeh, and for Chayzim Erechem Melchama. And the Gemara says, who is this Tana? So the Gemara says, oh, this is the Tana that a sukkah needs to be dalet al dalet. It's Rebbe who. So the Gemara made a shidduch between sukkah and mezuzah. So it's mashma from that Gemara that the same exact 4x4 are equal to both. And that's what all the Achronim ask. But the Rambam is not going to be able to manage that. Because by mezuzah, it was a rectangle. And by a sukkah, it's in a square. So the Rishon Letzion, he's the Hatzalah. They're exactly the same. The Taka are the same according to the Rambam. They both could be any square or rectangular shape. So that's a very nice teretz for the Rambam. Okay?
So you walk into a house in a little hallway, and then there are rooms around. You mean that there doesn't have to be a mezuzah on the door into the house?
Oh, well,
that's a separate foyer.
There's like this, yeah, there's a din called, there is a din called, that a door that leads you, like a base shar, a door that leads you to rooms which are 4x4 also is chayv, even if it itself is not. So the front door could be chayav al beis shaar, even if it's
not from its own right.
Yeah. If the hall wasn't the right size, right? If the hall wasn't 4x4, right? Then
even
it would
though you're going into a bias. There's no din that a bias has to have a mezuzah.
Oh, is there a new din of bias? I'm not aware of such a din. Not that I was mind to all the things. I didn't see it.
They say that.
But the word beisecha itself means for hamas. You know what I mean?
Right.
I know we say in English house, but in the Gemara, house means but four amas. Now, a lot of times it happens to be that if your hallway didn't get cut off, so then that door is actually the door to your dining room or something. You know what I mean? Because it never was a separate room. But let's say it was. And every single thing is cut off and you only have a hallway. Then, taka, as far as I know, would only be chayav al beis shaar. It would only be taka b'chayav. There's a din called beis shaar in the Gemara. Right?
So there's two different din. There's al beisecha and there's al
shorecha. There's shorecha, yes.
There's
no they're both chayav d'oraisa.
Right,
they're both chayav d'oraisa. Okay, so fine. That is, we'll leave there. Section number one of the Shmuz. Was this machlekes? Does it have to be in the shape of a square or not? And we're the Chiddush HaGadol that we're saying here is to be miyashiv all the kashas on the Rambam. The Rambam still needs right angles. He will not allow a circle. Okay, halacha lemaise, if it's not in the shape of a square, then you don't make a bracha since it's a big machlekes. Roy Rishonim say pater, so you don't make a bracha. You put it on without a bracha. Even though the Shulchan Aruch wrote that, but right away on the side, the Shacharites already, that the Rosh Pater.
This is our assuming that there's not a dalet by dalet in that weird shape.
Yeah, if there's a, right, if there's a square
if
inside,
square
of course,
already,
then
if
you could...
Like
8x4. Right, or anything, right.
Any shape.
Or diamond, circle, whatever, it doesn't matter. As long as you can get in there a 4x4. Okay, the number two is, these already the Achareinim talk about, what about if the room was big enough and then you installed furniture, shelves. Mamish, like a oven, shelves, cabinets, anything like that? The maskana, what they all go with is that it does not memite, it's still called 4x4 anyways, even if it's mamish cemented in or whatever, it's still considered 4x4. One of the big Mar Mekomis is the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is, like all Yerushalmi, extremely hard to read. There's all kinds of various pshatim in what the Yerushalmi was trying to say. It said something about a lot of lulin. And it says it's still chayev in mezuzah. There's lulin. Lulin. So what are lulin? Oh, so the carbonator said it meant chicken coops.
Right.
A person had a room. And he has all types of, I don't know, there's white chickens, black chickens, right?
Like,
and he cut the room into cubbies, you know.
Cubbies.
And the Yerushalmi said, it's still chayev anyways. So, al smach zeh, that's one of the big smachs. Oh, so you see that even though you have this mamish built-in things, it didn't make the room any smaller. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that's not what it's talking about in the Yerushalmi. Lulin means holes. That you go, like, right? And it was lulin. There were a bunch of, it was a three-story house, and each story had a hole going down to the next story, and it's trying to say that all these lulin have to have a mezuzah, because there's a hole, the Rambam says, that a trap door needs a mezuzah. So that's how he explains it. I'm saying there's a lot of different pshatim.
Like an Aruba.
Like in Aruba, that's what lulin was talking about. And he brings you all these places where that's what the word lul means. It would have to be the size of a Pesach. However many tefachim needs to be. I don't know how it works when it's that way. I'm not sure if it has to be the same, whatever it is. That's how he says. But anyway, the Achareinim, the Chazanish, and the Rav Osner, and they all go with that. From the Marsham said it already, and they all go with that. That Lamaisa, it doesn't take away from the 4 amos by 4 amos.
And I thought we were saying by the swear of the Rambam, of the Orach Chaim, because we're saying because you live in square places, so that rounded area doesn't count because you're not living there.
Yeah.
So the same idea. If there's built-in cabinets,
so you can't really live there.
Right.
But I guess that's called you are living there. Like that's what you put there. Which I'll gratis say in Chasanta Zach, because the Achrayim ask. It says by Hilchas Sukkah that you're not allowed to have this chach sticking down under 10 tvachim high, and it's memayit, your avir of 10 tvachim. But if it's decorations, it's not memayit. But it's still called that you have 10 tvachim. But in Be'er Halacha brings from Magen Avraham, if it's on the walls, if you have a small sukkah 7x7, and then you put decorations on the walls and it's no longer 7x7, then you're not able to be yotze. He's not vaday, he's clearing the Magen Avraham that you're not yotze. Oh, so you have to say, because there you pashit can't fit in. Because 7 tvachim is supposed to be
tight.
6 for you and your table. So if you can't fit in, you can't fit in. So the nafkamina I hold is that if, let's say, you would have so many lulin that you couldn't fit in anymore, meaning it wouldn't be 7x7, or let's say you had a room like that.
It takes a force.
You filled it up, mamish, with cabinets or washing machines or I don't know what, and you don't even have 7x7, then in a chanami. Then you might talk and not have a mezuzah anymore. Which we'll see, it's going to be in a gas soon. Right.
So
maybe here it should only be 6. You don't need a table? I don't know, because you need dira.
Oh,
I don't know exactly what would be dira, but there's going to be some point when it's already too small, where you can't live at all there, then already could be takapater. But if you could... Well, there is a shayl nachroinim. There's Mamash Shan Nachrayim. We said that the Rambam holds it could be a rectangle, right? Till how far do you go, according to the Rambam? What if it's 100 feet by 3 inches? It's a mezuzah?
Yeah.
So there's a whole big... Nobody knows for sure what the answer is. But some Achrayim say 7 tvach. Because since you have by sukkah, that right. Less than that, you push it can't. Right. So that's like a smach lemoshel that you see. Right? I saw one place where Chaim said... Pachos mi'arba tvachim is zicher pashit. Because that we find is the smallest thing to be called even a makkah. So I'm saying there is going to be a cutoff point when you have too much stuff in that room that you can't move. I don't know if it's going to be 7 or whatever. Then might be pat. Okay. Now that we got through that, now we'll get to the getting closer to the main thing. Here comes the big main thing.
Just one thing. When we install things, you said you're chayv in the mezuzah. Is there any sheets that hold you're not when they're installed?
I did not see anyone. Oh, yes, I did see. He brought down, does anyone potter when you install things? There was a mikdash ma'at held that if it was cemented, it's potter. If it was nailed, it's still chayv. That was his sheeta. But like all the rabbanim that, like I'm saying, Chazanish, Rav Vosner, like they all seem to all go together. That you do make a bracha and you make a. Now comes already getting closer to the main center thing here. What is the din? First we'll go with the Chamuri Daniel's big chiddush. What is the din when the room was made for a specific use? And this use doesn't need 4 amas by 4 amas. Lamashal, you have a washing machine room. And
that's
a pasha doesn't
anyway.
Need. Well,
washing machine room would be putter anyway.
Why?
It's
the bizayin to wash clothes. I don't even call that that's called bizayin.
I had Rabbi Rottenberg did that. He came by my house. I had a shot in one of my doorways. So he went down to the basement. He said, once I'm here, let me look at all your house. And he went down to the basement. And when you opened up the basement door, that's where I have my washing machine dryer. I said, you don't need a mezuzah on the back door. Even though there was one there because I bought it from a person. He says, you don't
because
need it here. Because it's just a washing machine room. Washing machine room is like a bathroom.
It's too small.
Really?
It's the width of a washing machine and dryer.
That's not
4 amas.
No.
Oh, okay.
But
maybe
he says
that's because
the washing machine.
Oh, really?
Because you have a small washing machine.
I don't recall that. I don't know.
So
where
I don't have a mezuzah
on
my back door.
Al kapanim. That's a shaila. If it's has a tashmish, which that use is doesn't need 4 amas. Does that make it, so? It's printed in the Pischei Tshuva. That's where it comes from. The Pischei Tshuva brings down Misefer Chamuri Daniel. The Chamuri Daniel wanted to mechayev a mezuzah on a small room. If it's not too small for the thing that it's miuchad for,
like a
where do you get this from?
Like,
let's say, a walk-in closet, right? Something that is normal to be smaller. He got it from two things. He got it from a place in Shulchan Aruch and Chayshin Mishpat that it says a person was moicher abayis. And the issue was, does a machsan, which means a storage room, go in when it's less than 4 amas? And it's a machloikas and Chayshin Mishpat. One says, since it's royal tashmishoi, it's called bias. So he wanted to schlep that over to Hilchas Mezuzah. And then he had another Mar Mokim because there's a rush. There's a kasha of the rush.
It's a cedar closet.
Excuse me?
A cedar closet.
What is
this? For a storage base, it's out of wood to keep
Okay, right. And let's say that closet is very normal to be less than 4 amas.
More
let's,
than 4 amas. So you're
well, if it's more than 4 amas, yeah, it's
the
tashmish
is completely just to keep
a walk-in closet. Walk-in closet.
So closet. So space filter. A warehouse. A warehouse needs.
It's big enough.
If it's a closet which is 4 amas, then the mamash bracha regular mezuzah. But he wants to talk about if it's not 4 amas, even though it's not 4 amas, still it's chayv because it's royal tashmishai. So, well, I don't think because he says himself that there's so many machleiksim in what he's saying. First of all, his mar mokum in Shulchan Aruch is a machleikas.
Right.
Rav Oy says you can't shtel tzu chayshir mishpat that mamish no shaykhis because that's adas b'nei adam sugya, which you can't shtel tzu to your idea. He doesn't like that tzu shtel. Then he shtel tzu another mar mokum because the rush. The Minchas Yitzchak says he doesn't hear that you can shtel tzu from Chayshin Mishpat, which is a shayla on Lashon B'nei Adam. Lashon B'nei Adam, he doesn't know if you can shtel tzu to your day. We're talking about Pasuk, Beisecha. Then he brought another Marmokin. The Rosh says, there's a kasha of the Rosh. The din is that a house without a ceiling is potter from mezuzah. So how do you ever make a mezuzah on a chatzer? The din is that you have to make a mezuzah on a if you have a enclosed front yard with a fence and you have a doorway, you have to put a mezuzah on the doorway. He's really asking, I guess, also I guess on shar. I guess he's asking on Shire also. That's the Rosh Teretz, that if Darkoi Bekach, then you don't need the ceiling anymore. Right, it's Darkoi not to have a ceiling, and you're outdoors, of course. So that's his Teretz. The Rambam gives a different answer. The Rambam answers because it's really putter. But the din is that if you are a shar to a house, then you go busing the house. And the house has a ceiling. So memela, it's a shar to the bais, is mechayiv even the shar. So zok the Chamuri Daniel, here too. According to the Rambam, I would say that since it's more than 4 amis, it's pot. But the Rosh said that whatever is darko bekach, then you can change the rules. So Mimela, less than 4 amas, if it's darko bekach, I'll also change the rules. Just like the Rosh said that without a ceiling, if it's darko bekach, we'll forget about the ceiling. So the same thing, if it's less than 4 amas, if it's darko bekach, I'll take away the din of 4 amas. Now, there's a huge chilik between that and that. Because the whole idea of 4 amas is because smaller than 4 amas is not a house. So let's say I'll say darka bekach. Okay, so my camera needs a mezuzah because it takes pictures. I thought it's darka bekach, but it's not darka bekach to be a bias. Very good, it's darka bekach to be a washing machine thing, but it's not darka bekach, that it's not going to be a bias. Here we're talking about that the Gemara was mechadish, that a house needs a ceiling, so the Zok the Rush, you know where the Gemara got that? Because that's how a house normally is. But if you have a bias or a shar, which is the other way, then that's a bias. It's not a raya brura that less than 4 amas. So that's a ha'ara on that also. So that's his chiddush. Lemaise in the like, you know, svarim, there are taka some svarim that went with him, and many svarim went not with him. It's not like klor hachra in the late svarim, whether. But what he does write in the Sefer Agura Ba'alecha, which is a very nice Sefer, you know, that's Rashiva's son, wrote a really nice Sefer on Hilchos Mezuzah, his Malakid and everything, worked on it for, I think, 10 years. And he writes there, he says, he would still say, with the Nishmas Adam's famous Kalal, the Nishmas Adam wrote, Pamim Harbe Kosav Alai Harav Beis Meir, that Stimas Harishoinim is worth more than Sveikas Ha'achroinim. And Mimela, in all Rishonim, it writes, Dalet al Dalet, Pachas Midav al Dalet Pater. In Rambam, Tur, Shulchan Aruch, Shach, Taz. The one who brought it up was Pischei Tshuva B'Shem Chamudi Daniel Ksavya. That he wanted to mechadish, that maybe if a room is Tashmisha B'Kach, then less than 4 is Chayv. But it's very sustum. He's the first one. There were rooms like that before. In Shulchan Aruch Chayshin Mishpat, they talked about that room. Nobody said it. So therefore, he says he would think that Iker Lalocha is, it's Pater. The Iker Lalocha is Pater because it's a new thing. Fine. That's the Chamud Adani. Now comes along Rabbi Kiva Eger. Now, this Rabbi Kveger is taka pretty ungenomen already. Rabbi Kveger was machadish like this, that even though a smaller room, a room less than 4x4, is not a big enough room for a mezuzah, and Rabbi Kveger writes beferish, not like the Chalandiniyah. He writes there a kamerki, which they say was a storage room. And he says, no mezuzah. So he mamish gives the example of the storage room and he says no mezuzah if it's not 4x4. But being that the room goes out into a big room many times, closets go into normal sized rooms, the door needs a mezuzah because it's going into the big room.
But you're not going from the closet. Yeah.
Oh, so one second. So now that's the big question. So,
but it's not the tashmish. You don't come from a closet into a room.
You have to when you got, after you got in, you went out.
Unless you were born in the closet.
No, who says you have to be born there as long as you go out? So that, now listen to this, though. That's what it says in Rabbi Kiva Eger. Okay? And the Chazon Ish paskened like this halacha lemaisa, and that became very already. Now again, even though before I get into all the lamdas, if you want to know halacha lemaisa, it's the same kind of thing. It's Rabbi Kveger was mechadishit. It's not what it's like regular when you learn Shulchan Aruch and Torah. It's the same thing. It didn't say this anywhere. That all these doors, which are less than 4x4, but lemaisa, you still have to do it going the other way. So it's also a chiddush. But this chiddush got more accepted because Rabbi Kveger held of it. Lemaisa Rav Moshe did not hold of it. But, you know, there's the Yesh V'Yesh already became much more ungenuman because Rabbi Kveger held of it. But the problem is like this. If you read Rabbi Kveger regular, Rabbi Kveger says, put the mezuzah going into the closet.
Oh, Steven.
Which, that's hard to understand. Yeah. Chazon Ish said, that can't be what he meant. You have to change it. He meant, put the mezuzah going out from the closet.
Maybe he was talking about a closet that goes somewhere else. There's another door the other way.
No, that's not what he said. No, that's not what he said. I mean, he
that
said,
would be a shower.
Oh, so what we'll see soon, the answer is, if you, now, and there's, so there's a split up on that. Which way did Rabbi Kveger really mean? The way it sounds or not the way it sounds? The ones who say that Rabbi Kveger meant put the mezuzah going into the closet held that the pshat is like this. that even though the mechayiv for the mezuzah is the big room, the mechayiv is because I have the big room, but the Torah, the din of derech biyascha, the way of the rule always is the way you're going in, can even be to a place which isn't chayiv. They don't work on the same. There's a chiv on the doors of a big room. Aleph. All doors of a big room are chayiv. Now, which side? The side which I'm ba, even if I'm ba to a place which is pater, that's what those who want to go that way hold. So, memela, you end up putting on that side. Now, being that the big one who really was pro Rabbi Kiveir was the Chazon Ish, his way won lemaisa by the people who did it. All the people who do it basically do it like the Chazon Ish read it, going back into the room. Okay? So now, based on all this, what does it come out? If a person has a big room and he has closets, so what should he do? So, lemaisa, if you ask me, me'ikar adin, right? If I was talking to a person that wants to just do, I don't do any chumras, just the ikar adin, tell him, no mezuzah. You don't need a mezuzah. I was once talking to Rabbi Berger, and he told me the same thing he said. He was once talking to a big gadol. He didn't say who it was. Somebody in Eretz Yisrael, big paisik. He didn't mean like G'dayle Adar, like a known paisik. And he said, what do you hold lemais? Should you tell people to put on a mezuzah on these closets or not? So he goes, I think you should. He says, I do it. So then he goes to show him. And there he sees he didn't have it. He himself didn't have it. He thought he had it on his own closets. And he didn't have it on his own closets. He told me, he said, the Ikar Adin is, you don't need to do it. Because the Pashtus, it doesn't say. Avad it, Toiv Lahachmer for Rabbi Kiveger. The Chazon Ish said between the two Chumras of the Chamudei Daniel and Rabbi Kiveger, according to Chazon Ish's understanding, they vary on which side should the mezuzah go. The Iker do Rabbi Kiveger's Chum. So therefore, he held that on closets
right going
into the big room.
And he says without a bracha.
Oh.
Oh, for sure without a bracha. Yeah, without a bracha. But yeah.
And this is when the closet is small.
Right, that's if the closet is small. If the closet is big, then Avad it's chayv like a regular. Right. Yeah, sure. If it's four amos, mamas chayv a bracha. Excuse me?
Just meant for storage.
Even if it's meant for storage, before Shadin, base of Oitzer's chayv b'mezuzah.
Yeah, what's the difference?
A storage room.
No one says it's like going into a shul. A shul is patur from the mezuzah. So going to shul, no one says the shul is really chayiv and mezuzah on the way out. I mean, once something is patur from mezuzah, the room's patur from mezuzah.
The big room's chayiv, and all doors of a big room are chayiv. Whether
totally
leading in or out. What?
No, a shul that goes into another, you know, like most shuls, right? You go into another area, right?
Yeah, well, all those areas are pater. I mean, we say that
pater.
There's no dira, right? All the whole shul, everything is pater pashtus, unless you have someone living,
yeah, somebody like
living
in a shul,
rabbi
lives in the shul,
or a guy.
The original
lives
shul here, they used to have a guy living
that's
upstairs.
Okay, so that's different.
No, Yailush is asking. Say
yeah.
Dr. Yailish.
Yeah. Yeah, it goes together. It's together. Yeah.
That's in other words, so should he
we get a tag team.
Should Rabbi Eichenstein put his mezuzah between his house and the Bismarck? Should he put his mezuzah into going into the basement or going into his house?
Oh, so it should come out. Now, right. According to this way of reading Rabbi Kiveger, right, it would turn out that I would go even into the shul.
Into the shul, even though you're going from the shul into his house.
No, in that case,
in other words, you have to koivea, which is the ikar derech biyascha, right, which way is called going in. And then even if the going in way would end up towards the putter way, it wouldn't change the din. It would still.
No, that's before Gemara that would be putter. The Gemara Menacho says that, I think it was Rebbe had a door by his seat.
Yeah.
And then it was putter, that door.
Okay, but that's because that whole door was putter. And you have to have a case where the room is really chayev. And then if you have the door, then you still do biyascha, even the room's chayev, which makes the door chayev. And now, which side should get the mezuzah? Biyascha, even if it's biyascha to a putter way. Right. And the Rav Chazon said, no. You've got to have it going into the chayev place. Okay, now, all right, let's see if I have time. I have two things, the lamdish apart and the... All right, I'll quickly say one more halacha thing before I get like this. What's doing with porches? What's doing with porches? Now, the rule is like this. To say it very bekitzer, porch, like what I mean by porch is, I'm talking about like you live on a
deck.
Okay, you can have it on the bottom too. Okay. Basically, in order to be chayiv in a mezuzah, you need to have that it's somewhere that you live. And only, to be real short about it, really, only enclosed porches are considered a makom dira. Not meaning, if you don't have a roof on your porch, it's really not a makom dira, and there's really no chayiv. The only thing is...
door into your house.
Oh, going inwards gets back into that same, it's a little more chayev here. That way, going in, that's where you should put a mezuzah. Like going, right, like a shar going in. Right, like right, you should go in towards your house.
Even there, so will some people live on the porch.
Oh, well, if you really, then they probably do have a roof.
Do they have a roof?
No, sometimes the porch is right on top of each other.
Oh, so some that's called a roof.
That's called a roof, even though
It says if it's Gavilya Harbe, maybe not, but if it's higher than the wall, it's still good. There's no thing, the wall has to get all the way up to the roof. Well, yeah, it's got. Well, the door is going from my house to the apartment into the passage. That would be the door. So if it's got a roof, then it's a room. If people use it for a room, you know, if they use it for a room, either they use it for storage or they use it to
eat breakfast on the mere passage.
Right.
It's a room.
Exactly. But if there's no roof, then only if it's mamish kavua, like, okay, here, if they mamish eat meals there every day, then it gets into a shaila. That might be already, but there's a regular porch where people don't really, it's really not chayv mitzad itself, it's only the door towards going back into the house. Okay, now we'll go to the shaila like this. This is the famous thing with Rav Kalevsky. What's the din if you had a enclosed porch? Okay, some people have an enclosed porch that they really use. And then the roof comes off for sukkis, and they put on schach. Okay? So, based on what we've just been talking, up until sukkis, he had a mezuzah entering the sukkah. Because it wasn't a sukkah, it was a regular
porch.
It was a regular mezuzah going into my porch, because it's an enclosed porch. Now I took off the roof and I put on schach. Okay? So question number one, is that room still a room for a mezuzah? Now that it only has schach. Big machlekes. Okay? Some say, why not? It's Mefurshe Gemara that schach is a good enough roof for a mezuzah, because there's a case in the Gemara, sukkas yoitzrim. A guy's a potter, and he lives in a sukkah. And it says he puts on a mezuzah. It's all your, you know. So you see that that's a roof. But others say, no rye. Because a roof has to be a roof which works for that type of a structure. And these potters obviously operated in the summer. You do not have schach if you operate in the winter. It's obvious. So the only time schach counts for a roof is only in a thing that's for a summer. But for a porch room, which is all year, schach is no roof. So memela, there's no schach, no roof, no mezuzah. Okay, so they taina that the pshat is that the room is now in a condition which can't really work for more than 8 days, and an 8 day room is the din
that's
is
all I need.
Yeah, but well the din is though. Well, let's remember a din. Says Beferish sukkah turim mizunu, because a dira which is only an 8 day dira. Is not called dearest keva? No. What's oh? So what's the whole shaila? I'll explain to you what the shaila is. So comes right exactly. So let me just first say the 3 days, and then we'll get okay. So the first day I said nothing happened. It's fine. It has a roof. I don't see any problem. It has a roof. The second day it came along. It said, no, this is no roof over here for such a thing. So, potter. The third day I said, it's still good because the room is fine. The walls are in good condition, right? And the roof is only that it should make it a little livable. So it's not totally, you don't call it arai or keva based on the roof. You don't look at the roof at all. When you decide a room, you decide a room by its walls. If the walls are keva, then you have to put on mezuzah as long as lemaisa you can live in the room. And lemaisa I can live in the room because for these 8 days, this is good for me. So memela, you have to put on a mezuzah. What's the nafka mean? In other words, one is saying, schach is good for a roof, period. That's a roof, finished. The other day is saying, no, schach is not really a good roof, period. But you don't really need a roof be'etzim. You just need walls be'etzim. And as long as, b'metzias, you can live in there, then that itself is mechayev and mezuzah. And you could live in here, because now I can live in there. No problem. So, it's kavua.
But every sukkah is like that. Wasn't
well, every sukkah, the walls are not kavua.
Well, most sukkahs, they're pretty kavua.
Well, you take them down, though. I'm saying, nerds, it has to be, if you're going to really leave it up, you mean for all year?
Like people have that room that you're talking about, where they take off the roof.
Right. And put so that's shach. That is mamish what this daya, that's the daya, the Pesach Yeshua brings this daya, that room is chayiv in a mezuzah. That room is chayiv in a mezuzah, even though you have
practically it's not an issue. No one takes the mezuzah down.
Well, almost nobody is. That's
no. Well, until we get to the
right.
Right.
So now
with the roof. Right. That's what the roof.
So again, right. One day is that I have my roof on. I have my roof on. The schach is my roof. The other day is farker. You have no roof on. So you're potter. That's not a roof over here. The third day is saying I don't care about the roof. I don't care if you, because you don't judge the room by the roof at all. The roof is just a hechitimsa, like a tanai. That if you have set walls that are here for all year, and in mitzias, you can live in this room, then you have to have a mezuzah. And you could live in the room. Where's the nafkamina between the two mechayvim, the two days of mechayvim? How about in between when you took off the first roof and you have nothing on top? And you didn't yet put on the schach. Is it chayiv at that minute also? So if you say the pshat is because the schach is the roof, so in the middle it was potter for a minute. If you say that the pshat is you don't care about the roof, as long as the walls are good walls, so then you have the walls right through. Okay, now. Okay, now you'll see all the nafkamin is coming right now. The Mishnah Brura Paskin straight out. In with no yeshayimrim straight out, pupter. The sukkah, if you had a room and you took off the roof and you put on tzchach, pupter mi mezuzah. Okay? Came along the Aruch Lener in his sefer on, you know, on the chasukah, the Bikur Yaakov, yeah. You know, and he said, oh, I also hold like that pre-Megadim. Memela, take your mezuzah off and put it on the other side. Why? Because now the other way. You hear?
Same.
So he says, when it comes sukkis, switch your mezuzah. And some years, I heard this episode, some years of Kalevsky did that. he had this case, and he took his mezuzah and put it on the other side. Now, the shaila is that even though the Mishnah Berurah constantly quotes him in Hilchas Sukkah, he did not quote that part. He just said, your sukkah is putter, but he did not say, take your mezuzah and put it on the other side. Why not? Pashtus, the answer is that he went like the regular Rabbi Kiva Eger that we had earlier. Not like the Chazanish. That the pshat is, when you say the door is chayav, that's one thing, but that doesn't mean...
Change
right, that...
The biyascha has to be into the
makam achiv. Right, the biyascha doesn't have to be into the makam achiv. That's, and I saw a nice thing. In the Sefer, Agur Alacha, he says, so how come the Chazan Ish didn't write anything about this Mishnah Berurah? So he says, the pshat is, even the Chazan Ish might agree here. Because the Chazon Ish only said that if you have a little putter room and a big chayev room, definitely put the mezuzah going into the big room. Why? Because that is the real main derech biyascha, because this little closet is a garnished, and the main bia is taka going into the big room. But when you have this sukkah, you really do mainly go into the sukkah for sure all year, and even on sukkahs, that's your main room. So Mamele, Chazon Ish might agree here to keep the mezuzah on the same side. Okay? So Mamele, that's the first machlokes. Archon Eir held, switched it. Mishnah Berurah, Mishtikosoi, is mashma, don't switch it. Oh, now the shaila is, Sukkis is over. Okay, so meaning like this. What am I going to do l'maisa? If this is going to happen to me, Avad, I'm not going to switch it because, I mean, I'd rather be yoytze the Mishnah Berurah than be yoytze the Archon Eir. I mean, I go with Mishnah Berurah more than I go with the Archon Eir. So Avad, I would leave it on the same side. Now Sukkis is over, and I want to close it up. Right? Is there an issue of Tassel Minasu? Okay, so now. According to Mishnah Berurah, of course not. It was always in the right place. There was no. How about if you go like the Aruch Lanier? So here you have to know that there's a very many reasons why you shouldn't have to take your mezuzah off and put it back on. There's like three levels in it. The first level is Shitas Hamogen Avram. Shitas Hamogen Avram in Hilchas Tzitzis is if you do it behechsher. And it became puzzle in the middle, and it got kosher again, it's not a problem of tassel minasi. It's only a problem if you started off puzzle, but if you start off kosher, puzzle, kosher, it's okay.
The original asiyah was a good asiyah.
That's never undone. Exactly. It's like it was never undone, and by mail it stays good. So according to Magen Avraham, okay, well that's by Dinitche, here it's by tassel minasi, it's a different, but yeah, okay. So according to him, pashtus, there's no problem. It's not so pashtus, but I'm going bekitzer. That's the first reason. The second reason is because we only find when the asiya ala pesach got nifsal, we have a problem of lominasi. But if the asiya ala pesach was perfect, but the bias got a psul, there's no raya that that's called a chisaron in tasin. Meaning, I put my mezuzah on the doorpost, and the door is in perfect shape, and the post is in perfect shape, the Pesach is in perfect shape. The issue was that the ceiling came off. So the asiya wasn't really nifsal, it was something about the room was nifsal. There's no raya that goes into tassav luminasu, you know. The third thing is even further than
door,
that.
And then I put mezuzah on the door, then they build your room later?
Well, I don't know if that's called a door. In other words, if you have a door with no room, maybe it doesn't have a shame of a Pesach, maybe. But here it's a door. It's just that there's something wrong with the room. It's not a bayis gomer. The third thing is the Derech HaChaim from the Nesivis. He says, kosher pasul kosher, I'm machmer. He doesn't want to say mechan the Magen Avraham. He's machmer for the Taz that kosher pasul kosher is a problem. Yet, the Nesivis is Mekel, If you put the Rambam shita is that a room is only chayiv a mezuzah if there's a door on there, you know, just a doorway is not chayiv according to the Rambam. You need an actual door. So the Nesivis says, what's the din? This happens often. You put on a mezuzah, the door is taken off for many different reasons, and then the door is put back on. So some achrayim, as the Ksav Sofer says, puzzle, got to take it off, got to take your mezuzah off because it's tassel v'minasi, kosher puzzle kosher. Zot the derech achayim, no, it's good. You don't have to do anything. So the kash is why you hold kosher puzzle kosher is a problem. So what's pshat? So you that doesn't help. That's when the door is maybe open and closed. Not if you take off the door. No. You take off the door, the teretz is he holds that even if there's a problem in the door, as long as the asiya mamish wasn't tampered with, the kviyas hamezuzah on the doorpost was not tampered with, then it doesn't matter that there's other psulim even in the door. The only time it's a problem is if you pull off the doorpost or pull the mezuzah off of the door. But if the mezuzah, the asiya mamish, wasn't touched, then other things don't bother us. So we have...
It's similar
to the first one, just a little more makel, even in the door itself. So Bekitzer, we went through three levels. First of all, the Magen Avraham holds kosher, pasul, kosher, istam, okay. Second of all, if it's only psul in the bayis, yesh loimar, it's okay. Third of all, the Derech HaChaim holds that even if it's a problem in the door, but it's not a problem, the Etzim Asiya, there's no problem. So being that you have all that, plus you have the Mishnah Berurah that Stamazoi holds that the mezuzah was in the right place, so that's, you don't have to be so machmer to take the mezuzah off and put it back on. Okay, that's the whole shmooze. So Bekitzer, I'll wrap it up very quick again. First of all, we said even the Rambam holds only if it's a rectangle, not if it's a circle. The second thing was cabinets and stuff like that. It's still called four amas anyways. The third thing was that Chazi Lemilse, if you have a thing which is Chazi Lemilse, Chamud Daniel is Machmer, but it's a big Chumrah, Pashtis Nisht. The fourth thing was Rabbi Kveger's Chumrah, that you have to make a mezuzah because it's going into the big room. Machloikis, what do Rabbi Kveger mean? Which side? Chazanish held that it means going into the big room. By a sukkah, there's a three-way machloikis. If the schach is called a ceiling or not a ceiling, or do you say that you don't care about the ceiling? And then the nafkamina is, what do you do if you're going, if you hold that the sukkah is patel, like the Mishnah Berurah says, should you switch the mezuzah? And that's Pashas Tully in the Shaila of how to learn the Rabbi Kiveger. But Lamaisa, even if you're machmer, but if you didn't do it, when it comes after sukkah, so you don't have to take off the mezuzah.
What do we say about triangle?
Rabbi Isai,
Now it took the door off.
We left toss up.
Twice.